According to this intelligence, China has more than 500 nuclear warheads in its arsenal as of May. That's 100 more than last year and puts Beijing on pace to field more than 1,000 by 2030, a rapid expansion that has the U.S. taking note.
They're becoming a great power. They don't want to be checkmated by our nuclear forces, and they want to therefore be in our league.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says China still has a ways to go before its stockpile rivals that of the U.S. or Russia. He adds, while the buildup isn't a surprise, he does find the budding partnership between Beijing and Moscow concerning.
We always had a framework, and we assumed that it was okay for Russia and the United States to each have equal numbers of different types of weapons. And now you have a problem, because if China comes into the equation, and China and Russia are strategic partners, and we let each of the three have the same number of weapons, now it could sort of feel like a 2-to-1, the United States getting, outmuscled or outgunned.
O'Hanlon says China's military rise will likely require new arms treaties, or at least greater transparency. Meanwhile, the Pentagon report also shows a sharp increase in risky behavior by the PRC in the air.
In the last 2 years, we've had as many incidents with the Chinese in the South China Sea and environment as in the previous decade.
Between the fall of 2021 and fall of 2023, the DOD documented more than 180 instances of dangerous air intercepts against U.S. aircraft. One of the most recent happening at the end of October, when a Chinese fighter flew recklessly close to a U.S. bomber.
And the bottom line is that, in many cases, this type of operational behavior can cause accidents, and dangerous accidents can lead to inadvertent conflict.
Caitlin Burke, CBN News.
All right, this is Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. Well, it's getting more and more dangerous. I don't think I need to lay that out for you. We can sense it. We sense it in our streets. We sense it, the tension among our young people, the irritability of people around the country. It's not only the election, the economy, but it's this threatening forces from without, because we realize if we're watching that our military has been decimated by Joe Biden and before that by Barack Obama. President Trump had really built it back up, but it's been, we gave $85 million worth of equipment, for heaven's sake, to the Afghans, which, by the way, they're selling off and getting quite rich. So here we are in the middle of worldwide turmoil, whether it's Venezuela or China or Russia, Ukraine, the threats to Australia, threats by Middle East Islamists in Europe. It's just an amazing time to be alive. And so here we are, not the military power we once were. We just aren't. And so are the threats for us from without? Should we be worried about a worldwide conflict, about a World War III? There's a lot of talk of that. Or should we be worried more about the threats from within? The Islamists coming over our border, the Chinese invading by the thousands, Chinese military age men. Which should we be concerned about? Well, I can't answer that, but Gordon Chang will be joining us in just a second, and he'll give you a much more informed opinion about where the danger is and maybe what we can do to prepare for it. Well, you know that you can call us at 662-821-2040. I'm sure you have a lot of things to say, or maybe you just don't even know what to say right now. But if you have something to say or share with us or a question, call 662-821-2040. If you're a new listener, that is recorded. They'll give you the prompts, and then we use these, as many as we can, on the air, for some of our shows. So we do listen to them, and we do care what you think. You can write me at sandy@afr.net, sandy@afr.net. You can go to any social media platform, but honestly, I'm kind of shaking loose. I believe that Twitter is the most important one right now, because you can't find the truth on so many of the others. And if you want to know how to sign up for Twitter, just go to X. It's really simple. You create a handle for yourself. It's at whatever you want to say, at the at sign. Then you sign up to listen or to follow people that you think are on the cutting edge. It's not good for chatting. It's not like Facebook. This is news. This is information. And that's why I think you need to sign up, because there's no filter except for, threats of violence or death or things like that on Twitter. But the truth really gets out, and it's a good place for you to find out what's really happening. So I just suggest that to you. Also, You can find the podcast, you know, on any podcast platform. You can go to AFR.net, AmericanFamilyRadio.net. That's our base. Or you can go to Spotify or whatever your favorite platform is. Maybe Apple. That's where I go a lot for some podcasts. And you can go to my website, which is sandyrios.com, and also find the podcast. Our voices are crucial in the struggle against globalism and the fight for life, faith, family, and freedom. We're fighting the Prince of Darkness as he seeks to destroy our children and our very souls. And make no mistake, the attack starts at conception. Preborn's network of clinics continues to shine bright in the darkest corners of our country, where abortions take place thousands of times a day. If we can defend the defenseless and then share God's love and compassion with them, we will see the transformation of generations to come. One heartbeat at a time, and one heart at a time, is how Preborn introduces mothers to their precious preborn babies. The ultrasound is the weapon, and the heart is the game changer. This combination leads to Preborn saving over 280,000 babies to date. Your donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound and is critical to the battle for life. So if you'd like to help, so many of you have, and so many of you have been so good about it, let's keep fighting, especially now as we see how the Democrats want an abortion for all 9 months. It's becoming very just disgusting. I don't know what else, repulsive, heart-wrenching, the stand they're taking on abortion. So it's time to counter that with something really positive that actually saves these babies' lives. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. All right, well, sit back, and maybe you won't relax today, but you will be informed and know how to prepare your hearts and minds as we talk with Gordon Chang on today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Intelligence agencies and military leaders have been warning for years that China is working on plans to seize Taiwan by force. The admiral in charge of U.S. Pacific Command told Congress in March that, quote, all indications point to the People's Liberation Army meeting Xi Jinping's alleged goal of potentially invading Taiwan by 2027.
We haven't faced a threat like this since World War II.
China has spent the last two decades modernizing its military to be able to destroy American ships in the Pacific.
You're going to lose ships. You're going to lose a lot of sailors. You're going to lose thousands, potentially even tens of thousands of American troops.
Alperovich says the U.S. must make containing China the focus of its foreign policy.
The United States has to make it clear to them that the cost of this conflict are going to be too huge for the Chinese economy.
He says that means ending U.S. reliance on China for things like critical minerals and solar panels. And it means arming Taiwan in a way that would make an invasion much more painful than it would be today. All to influence the calculations of the Chinese president.
We want him to wake up every single day and look at himself in the mirror as he is shaving and say, today is not the day.
Ken Delanian, NBC News.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. We have a topic today that's larger than we could even manage in the conversation. But the person I've asked to join us, if anyone can do it, he can. His name is Gordon Chang. He is the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War and Losing South Korea. He's also written Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon is, I always love this little factoid about him. He's half Chinese and half Scottish, which, of course, is close to my heart since my son was in Scotland for so long. But Gordon is like a treasure. He writes everywhere. I've got a stack of articles right here. His stuff can be seen on The Hill and also just a lot of different outlets. But the thing of it is he tweets every day. And Twitter has become the only free speech platform in the country. just about the only speech. And so his Twitter handle, and I would like to say to all of you, it's time to sign up for Twitter. I would never have said that before. I think it's more of an outlet for people like me that gather news. But this is now our lifeline to truth. And so Gordon's handle on Twitter is at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon G. Chang. Mine is at Sandy Rios tweet, by the way. I'd never tell you that, but that's it, what it is. At Gordon G. Chang. One last thing. When you spend a number of years doing what I've done, often guests become friends. And certainly this has been the case with Gordon. I know that's not important to this interview, but Gordon and Lydia, his wife, have become friends. And he was gracious enough, great man than he is, to endorse my book. And so that's, again, not important given the gravity of what we're going to talk about. But just wanted to set the stage. Gordon, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Sandy, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
All right. So a few days ago, you tweeted something pretty frightening to me. Well, here's one from August the 12th. We need miracles right now. Pray for his intervention. You, knowing all that you know about China and the world, are actually really sending out a clarion call to the West. Why, Gordon? What's happening that's different? Why are you so concerned?
Well, first of all, China is waging proxy wars on three continents, Europe, Africa, and Asia. And along with its friends, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, they're taking on the world, trying to destroy the international system and to destroy our values. Now, they have always been bad actors, but the problem here is that the United States is not resisting them. We have a divided country. The left is resurgent. It is now in control of much of the levers of power in our country. And we have a situation where those things that we just took for granted, faith, family, and the idea of strong military, these things are now being questioned, and they're being questioned from centers of power. So this is a time where we have to reassess, and we have to understand that we need faith, and we need to pray, and we need to fight.
Look, so many things have been happening that are China central. And one of them, and I was in San Diego just a month or so ago, Gordon, and that brought to mind, of course, the videos I've seen of Chinese nationals climbing up, you know, taking boats that ram into the shore, climbing up these steep embankments into neighborhoods, and then been taken away by black limos. That's one of the most stunning videos I've seen. We are estimating there are thousands of Chinese in our country now. How dangerous is this? Are they just regular people looking for freedom from China after the COVID lockdowns, or military?
Both. If we go back a couple of years ago, Sandy, primarily the Chinese migrants coming across our southern borders were family groups. In other words, people who were desperate to live in a free society. Now, at least two-thirds, and maybe as much as high as 80% of those migrants are single males of military age, traveling in packs of 5 to 15, some of them pretending not to speak English, and U.S. Border Patrol knows that some of them have links to the Chinese military. We have seen, at this same time, increased tempo of Chinese incursions onto our military bases, basically testing our defenses. And of course, there was that secret Chinese biological weapons facility that was discovered in December 2022 in Reedley, California, which had at least 20 pathogens, according to the official account, and almost 1,000 mice that had been genetically engineered to spread disease. So that cannot have been the only such facility in the U.S., and that means that China has operatives in our country ready to strike.
Did they shut that down, Gordon, or just let it be?
Well, they shut it down, and right now the owners of the facility are being prosecuted on minor crimes. But these are people who are waging war on the United States, and they should be treated that way. This is the way that we dealt with Islamic terrorists. They didn't end up inside a U.S. federal court. They ended up at Guantanamo. And this is what we're going to have to do, because we have operatives running across our country. just to give you an example of how dangerous this situation is and how our government is not protecting us. The government's not tracking people on the terrorist watch list coming across our southern border. On September 11, 2023, last year, Biden entered into that agreement with Iran, and part of it is that the president gave clemency to five Iranian operatives. Okay, I can sort of understand that, but what I can't understand is that he allowed three of them to stay in the United States. This is the time when Iranian operatives have been threatening to kill President Trump and senior members of the Trump State Department, including Mike Pompeo. So really what we've got is the president aiding Iran at a time when Iran is seeking to kill Americans, and not just any Americans. So this is the problem. We do not have a government that is defending ourselves.
Well, of course, no argument from me. Let me ask you, we've talked over the years, and you've explained to me and to my audience that you don't think China would prefer to attack the U.S., that it's an internal plan to do damage from within and actually then take our land and our resources. Do you still stand by that?
Certainly, and we've seen that. We've seen that dangerous Chinese activities on farmland, especially in places like Oklahoma, where you have not only the illegal marijuana grows, but we've seen the Chinese triads infiltrate. They're basing human trafficking operations on Oklahoma farmland. And this is something that the authorities have not decisively dealt with. And it's not just that state. It's across the U.S. This is at a time when China does not allow any American to own any land in China. So the question we should ask is, why are we allowing Chinese nationals to own land in our country when we know that many of them are engaged in criminal and dangerous activities? It's just a very simple issue of reciprocity. We should not allow them to own our land if we can't own their land.
Well, in a perfect world, I guess we wouldn't do that. But we have no president. We have no leadership. And so this is a key reason. And when we did have leadership, it was horrid. And so we are in such a strange time, Gordon. I guess I do find myself wondering why the Chinese wouldn't take this opportunity to make their grand move, whatever it's going to be. Why would they not do that?
Well, Xi Jinping right now is under very different incentives than I think most Americans believe he is. He is, I think, at personal risk because he is being held personally responsible for disastrous policies internally. And he's also increased the cost of losing political struggles. So he has, I think, a very low threshold of risk, which means that he can do things which don't make sense to us. And one of those things is to move on the United States. He does have his operatives here, and there's all sorts of things that they can do from the inside. And, of course, with China's strong military, there are things that he is already doing in East Asia, which look like the preludes to war. You know, at a time when there are these wars around the world, a war in East Asia would really mean the beginning of World War III.
Do you see that happening? I mean, I realize they're getting very bold. I hear all these reports of the Chinese everywhere, you know, sort of just threatening, just a presence, and worse. So do you see them, like, invading Taiwan or doing whatever they need to do to start a war? Do you think they would do it on purpose?
At this point, we can't say that Xi Jinping has made the decision to go to war. But we do know that he has made the decision to risk war because he is risking war. So, for instance, on Monday, China rammed two Philippine craft at Sabina Shoal in the South China Sea. And this follows a pattern of very aggressive activities. On June 17th, for instance, China actually seized two Philippine craft at Second Thomas Shoal, which is close to Sabina Shoal. They also injured eight Philippine sailors, one of them seriously. They rammed craft. They did all sorts of things. And these are the types of acts that start wars. So So, you know, we can, it's a very long conversation of where they would start a war. I have been saying for some time that I think it's probably the South China Sea, given the fact that they perceive the Philippines to be an easy target and therefore they see an easy win. But the point is, it could be anywhere. Could be Taiwan, could be Japan, could be the Philippines, could be Vietnam, could be India. But we've got to be prepared because China can do things which we believe make no sense. I can give you a lot of arguments, Sandy, why it makes no sense for China to start a war. But on the other hand, I think Xi Jinping is under domestic incentives that we don't understand, which are obviously pushing him to do things which are very belligerent.
Well, so the threat, do you think the threat to us as a nation is greater, a threat of a war which we're not prepared to fight, and we can talk about that. We're not equipped to fight a war. Or is it internal? Which is your greatest concern and you think the most imminent threat?
Gosh, I mean, that's a really hard question to answer. I think the threats that are internal are more long-term, although they are gathering very quickly. War could occur at any place, any time, over anything. So in terms of urgency, I think that foreign events are more urgent. Right now, just the world is falling apart. So, you know, in a sense, it's very hard to make a decision as to whether the greater threats are internal or external. But we're being threatened everywhere. The enemy is everywhere.
Please give us an idea, the more dreadful news. When you examine, and I know you have, the abilities of the American military versus the Chinese, just give us an idea of the deficits that we face. And do we have any superiorities? Because if we do, I don't know about them.
Well, the U.S. military, I think, overall, is a more effective fighting force. The reason is not so much the weapons. China has some weapons which are better than ours, and some than ours, such as hypersonic missiles and other cruise missiles. But the point is, the Chinese military right now is in a state of disarray because of politics. Xi Jinping has roiled the institution. So although it should be able to fight and win wars against the United States, I'm not so sure that it's has the capacity to do that, given its command structures. It's a communist military, which means it has two lines of reporting, one political and one military. That is not a way to win a war. You can do very well in the first week of a war, but when the enemy, in other words, us, counterattacks, then a communist military is not really configured to effectively respond. And remember, it's not just us. If China goes to war, it's going to go to war not just against the United States. It'll go against the Philippines, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, India. There are just so many parties that will be involved. So this is a sense that the United States, I think, is in a stronger position. Don't relax, though. And the reason is that if Xi Jinping were to start a war, and if he were to lose it, which I think he eventually would, I think that he would be inclined to use his most destructive weapons. And that means that this war that we're talking about won't stay conventional in all probability. Xi Jinping will, I think, resort to using nukes, not only against his intended targets in East Asia, but also against the United States. So this is, everything's on the line.
Let's talk about domestic here, our leadership, because, and I don't know if you want to get political, I don't think you've ever shied from that, but you know, the House Oversight Committee just came out yesterday with the case for impeachment against Joe Biden, and they lay out all the things that many of us know if we've been watching the Comer hearings and the James Comer findings of that committee, that he has and his family have enriched themselves by millions and millions of dollars from mostly our enemies, I have to say, and China is one of them. Joe Biden has been cooperating with them and obviously not holding China to account while he had any kind of cognitive ability to do so. And secondly, now we have Tim Walz, who is the vice presidential nominee, and his ties to China are frightening. 30 visits to China. Some people that travel with him say he's an all-in Maoist. I just love your thoughts about those two things.
Yeah. First of all, in terms of the Biden family, there is substantial evidence that they've taken money under circumstances that suggest corruption. So, for instance, last year, Hunter Biden's legal team said that, yes, they took millions of dollars from a Chinese entity as, quote, good faith seed funds. Well, that's an admission of corruption, Sandy, because in a commercial setting, nobody would pay good faith seed funds. They wouldn't pay seed funds of any type. And so really what they're talking about is the payment to a member of a very prominent family, basically for influence. And because they were lying about it, you have to think about the worst. Think about Joe Biden. Clearly, there's a lot of money there. He won't talk about it. That is obviously an indication of bad intent. Joe Biden, though, as Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, said famously in his 2014 memoir, that Joe Biden was wrong on nearly every foreign policy and national security matter of the past four decades. So in a sense, it doesn't really matter whether Biden was corrupt or not. It's just that for whatever reason, he was not adequately defending our country. Now, with Tim Walz, I think, is actually a true believer from all that we can see. There's a pattern. Now, Walz can explain away one or two instances. But the point is, he can't explain away the pattern. You know, and his defenders say, well, he said some good things about China human rights, and he has. And I think that he should be applauded for those. But the point is, they didn't affect the way that he was interacting with China, because while he was saying things about China's human rights condition, he was advocating for engagement, further engagement of China, which was music to Beijing's ears. And considering everything else, what people have said about his personal views, and from what we have seen, there is extremely, extremely disturbing indications that he would not be loyal to the United States.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, too. And that's what where Donald J. Trump, who always says, I have a good relationship with Xi Jinping. I have a great relationship with him. Do you think there is... Look, he uses hyperbole. He thinks of the world differently. He's a multi-million billionaire, a businessman who's used to doing business. Do you think that's a signal, a worthy signal to Xi Jinping? Would that actually, if Donald Trump were elected, do you think that that would have any bearing, his relationship with Xi Jinping?
Not really. We're Americans, so we think that if, friendship, and a longstanding relationship means something in our relations with China. Chinese leaders are ruthlessly pragmatic. They see signs of friendship as signals of weakness, and they take advantage of it. So, no, I don't think that Trump's statements there would actually affect the way Xi Jinping looks at us. And it's not just Trump. It's similar statements that others have made. Biden, for instance, says it all the time that he spent more time with Xi Jinping than any other world leader.
He does say that, yes.
So the Chinese just look at that and just roll their eyes because they realize that this is not the way that they view the world. Now, we Americans have need to stop looking at the world the way we look at it and look at it through the eyes of our enemies. And China is an enemy. And when we do that, we would have very different policies. And by the way, Sandy, this is not just a problem of Biden or Walz. We've got some conservative Republicans who, from the best of motives, say things that are very pro-China communist. And we have got to deal with problems at both ends of our political spectrum, because we are in an existential fight with China. We could lose our country, even though we're a far stronger nation. And we've got to understand there is an enemy and that we have got to employ all of our resources against that enemy. And that means that conservative Republicans have got to stop saying things that communist China loves. And it also means that we cannot elect someone like Tim Walz, because we do not need a communist agent one heartbeat away from the Oval Office.
Gordon, one last thing. Give us an idea. Give me an idea of what kinds of things Republicans are saying that China wants to hear.
So, for instance, Representative Thomas Massie was the only person in Congress to vote against the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act of 2021. This is something that's really important because it keeps the products of a genocidal program of forced labor out of the U.S. It's incomprehensible why he would support, why he would not support something that everybody else supported. That's wrong. Also, Biden was actually going to do something good about Wall Street investment into China, but he was stopped single-handedly by a conservative Republican from North Carolina, Patrick McHenry. And I don't know why McHenry would do that. But the point is that he did something in service of the Communist Party. Whether he did it for good motives or bad, I can't tell. But the point is that we need to understand that we must no longer support the communist regime with our money, whether we're talking about trade or whether we're talking about investment, because it is, if nothing else, Sandy, it is morally wrong for Americans to enrich a regime that is planning to kill Americans. And that's exactly what we're doing. Whatever one thinks of the strategic aspects of it, and I think strategically it's insane, but the point is, it is morally wrong to help someone kill Americans. And that's exactly what's going on. And I don't care whether someone's a conservative Republican or a Marxist Democrat. It is wrong.
I agree, Gordon, and that's why your voice is so important. And let me tell others again, I recommend that you sign up for Twitter or X. You get an account and you start following some of these people. @SandyRios tweet is my Twitter handle, but more importantly, Gordon G. Chang, @GordonGChang. And you can get stuff every single day. You can stay up on the news, trustworthy information that you can't get from any other source. So, Gordon Chang, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll just continue to watch this and just keep going until we can't go anymore. So, Gordon, you're an inspiration, and I thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, Sandy, you're our inspiration, and you are the voice that keeps us going. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordon. God bless you. All right, Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
You know, we've seen and heard some horrendous cheering and cheerleading of abortion in the Democratic National Convention by the Democrats. One woman was actually boasting about having, she said she was paid to have an abortion on stage live. I don't know if that's that came to pass, but I actually saw that, bragging about it, boasting. this is where we are. It's like we've gone back into the heathen, pagan world that we have often read about. We read in the Old Testament, but we certainly read in history, where we have no regard for life. And so because of that, I think girls really need a different way. They need to be persuaded. And the best persuasion of all, given that they're in this culture where they hear all of this stuff and are persuaded that it doesn't matter if they take the life of their baby, it's seeing that baby inside of them that makes the difference. And that's what preborn does, shows these girls that life within them. And God help them if that doesn't move them. But most of them, it does. It does. And so that's why preborn is so important. If you would like to help us save babies with preborn, through preborn, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
By exercising the First Amendment and in using the power of film, and just in time before the election, we are bringing you 12 amazing documentaries, which together tell the most powerful and complete story ever told. Prepare yourselves for the most educational, entertaining, and emotional live stream event of the year, all for only $25. Don't miss this. Everyone enjoys movies, so invite your friends and neighbors over for a live stream watch party. Go to 1afilmfest.com for your live stream ticket. Help us and spread the word and educate America. That's 1afilmfest.com. 1afilmfest.com.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at afr.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Hi, I'm Wei Du, and I recently produced a documentary called Walk the Line. Chinese nationals are now the fastest growing group of illegal migrants entering the United States. In 2023 alone, we're talking about more than 37,000 Chinese citizens entering the U.S. via the southern border. That's more than twice as many as the total from the decade before that.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. Of course, we are worried about this, but I just want to tell you, from a 30,000-foot level, that the Chinese have made these advances in the absence of leadership. They've come in where there's just a vacuum, and that's why they've advanced the way they have. We used to be, America was the bulwark against that. The whole world understands that. The whole world understands that. But our current leadership is clueless, and it's because, look, they're not clueless. They're intentional. Joe Biden may not understand that he's brought about destruction. He is corrupt to the core. And he took money and enriched his family, but he also helped the Chinese to get to where they are. He did. And now we have Tim Walz, who is a hardcore, as I understand it, Maoist. The education programs he developed in China over those 30 years when no one else was going over there, except for the last 10 or 20 or so, he was developing educational programs, which, as I understand it, became the Confucius Institutes that were planted on college campuses all over the country. And those of you that have listened to me for a long time may remember that we went after those with a vengeance, and so did a lot of my other acquaintances and friends in the business. This is a business, I suppose. And we actually managed to get legislation to get them out, because they were propagandizing students on our campuses and watching in the process Chinese students to make sure that they behaved. They were spying on Chinese students in this country. Tim Walz was related to that. And with that, Bruce, I know there's so much to say. You were listening carefully to Gordon. What stuck out to you?
I think one of the biggest problems that we're facing is that we, as the United States, are supporting much of this danger. And one of Gordon's last statements was, we have to stop propping up the economy of China, because if their economy is not strong, they cannot continue with this military aggression, buying products from China. And look, I'm as guilty of it as anybody, but you go into Walmart, everything there, for the most part, is made in China. The other thing that stood out to me is that it sounds like Xi Jinping, the leader of China, is under a lot of pressure by the military people right now. And it doesn't sound like he's necessarily in a position of strength that he's going to be able to, even if he wants to, stop some of this aggression. And the thing that worries me is that if this aggression starts, it will just blossom out of control. As the news articles talked about, there will be a ramping up. You know, it won't just be, and it won't maybe just be conventional weapons. If the Chinese start to lose, as Gordon predicts, eventually they will. You know, if one of these conflicts starts, China will probably do very well in the beginning. But with enough pushback from us and potentially our allies, they will probably start to lose. And if they get backed into that corner, then we have to worry, will they go to the nuclear option?
The one thing I would just say, yes, all of that, Bruce. I'm very practical when it comes to this kind of information. But also I know, because of my faith in Christ and yours too, we have a different view. And I would say this, that one of the greatest obstacles to facing these kinds of challenges is fear. And a lot of times your enemy will prey on your fear. And I think we're being preyed upon right now. Oh, we're afraid of everything. There's so much coming at us. And you cannot let fear paralyze you. I will never forget, as long as I live, ironically, I was in China. I was there many times. I met with people in the underground church who were being persecuted and arrested and put in prison. I have friends that spent time in, you know, these camps in China who came out and told me all about it. And one by one, they would say, people that were not in prison camps or who were afraid of being arrested, that they were afraid. They were so afraid as Christians. They were afraid. They were walking in fear. They were worried. And they said, when I stopped being afraid, that's when I felt free. And so I'm just telling you, those of us that are believers in the Lord Jesus, we don't know what's going to happen. One word from, you know, the Alpha and the Omega, and this could all change. And China could crumble. We'd watch it melt in his presence or in the presence of God's people who stand against. So we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just encouraging you not to be afraid. Just stop it. I'm telling myself, too. I had a little panic moment a couple of days ago with Bruce. I was worried because I get all this information, and I do worry. But I'm telling you, as I'm telling myself, that God said to us, be not afraid. Be not afraid, for I am with you. And he is with us, so stop being afraid, okay? That doesn't mean don't do anything. So do something. So I think I know somebody that says that all the time. Say something. Do something. Get involved. Do one thing. We're worried about a lot of things right now. Do something. Do something. And when you get worried again, then do something else, or maybe don't wait for that. But get involved. Don't be passive and afraid. Okay, so that's my word to you. Honey, any last thoughts before we say goodbye here?
No, just I echo what you say. We cannot be afraid of the boogeyman. You have to. I think it's important that we hold people accountable in our government. You know, we've seen these weak responses, like to the spy balloon when it went over, that the Chinese sent over a couple of them, and there was basically no response. And believe me, China is a bully, and the only way you deal with a bully is to punch him in the nose. And if you keep ignoring the bully, he will come at you.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go. That's our best advice today. Listen, thank you for listening to today's edition. I want to thank you and thank our sponsors. Timothy Plan is our newest sponsor. You can put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. You know you can listen to the show on any podcast platform. You can call us at 662-821-2040. I want to remind you again to sign up for Twitter. You can go on any social media platform and find stuff from us, but Twitter is the best. It's at Sandy Rios Tweet. That's what they call a handle, and I suggest that you do that. Okay, so thank you so much, all of you, for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.